This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste, remember when the news cycle was like 24 hours? I mean, when it was like once every 24 hours was the cycle,
rather than once
every 24 seconds.
Right.
It used to be weekly, actually, hundreds of years. In the Gutenberg era, it was, you know, probably months.
I don't remember it clearly, but yes.
Yeah. Well, I was a young child in the Gutenberg era. Joining us now is Motoko Rich, New York Times reporter who covers the publishing industry, which really is in the age of Gutenberg in terms of how quickly it takes a book to be published. I've turned in manuscripts and had to wait a year before the book came out. You write this morning, Motoko Rich, that there's an initiative to really change that and reduce the cycle more along the lines of what we see in cable and internet news iterations.
Well, it's probably somewhere in between. And Tina Brown, the maestro of many magazines, the Vanity Fair, the New Yorker, and then the somewhat ill-fated Talk magazine, who's now running the Daily Beast, has had her metabolism ramped up in going online. And so she wants to move the book publishing industry into the 21st century. It's probably not going to be quite as fast as cable news or the internet, but it's certainly going to be much, much faster than the book publishing industry, as you mentioned.
Well, what does this mean? I mean, we've heard of instant books, where a book will come out right after a news event. I mean,
absolutely.
I remember the first one that I recall was when the Berlin Wall fell. There were books out within a few months, but we've managed to shorten that even today. How much shorter are we talking about?
Well, sometimes those instant books now come out in a matter of weeks. What Tina Brown is proposing is that she's going to select from her cadre of writers on the Daily Beast to write on subjects that they've already explored on the internet so that they know that there's interest from readers. And then they'll have something like a month to 3 months to write the book, and then they want to turn the book around within a month. And what is enabling part of this is this e-book technology that's growing more and more popular.
The Kindle and other platforms.
Absolutely. Even on your computer, you could read these books, and so that they don't have this long production cycle. The other thing that Tina has to offer is this sort of major marketing platform. One of the reasons that publishers say that it takes them so long to produce books is that they have to kind of seed the marketplace. They have to tell booksellers about this book. They have to line up magazine profiles and TV appearances. She does this all the time with her Daily Beast writers, and so she figures she can use both the web platform and her contacts in the media to get that marketing machine rolling much more quickly.
All right, but what about the idea that this is just Tina Brown wants to fire all the copy editors and force me, the reader, to do the spell check on my own when I get this manuscript delivered to my Kindle?
Well, let's hope that's not quite what they're expecting, but I think there is a sense in which these books will not be quite of the sort of depth and analysis or length of, say, a book that you might have written and taken a long time to produce. What she's imagining is this is going to fill the gap that's increasingly being left by closing magazines and such. So she had told me in an interview yesterday that pieces that might previously have run at great length in a GQ, an Esquire, New Yorker, Vanity Fair, what have you, this is kind of a slot. So we're not talking about books that would naturally take 1 or 2 years to produce, you know, the definitive history of John Adams. We're talking about, shorter books on political issues at the moment.
So here's the takeaway, Motoko Rich. The 20,000-word New Yorker piece on bats lives in this genre.
In ebook form.
In ebook form. So magazine pieces that were long, that would cease to exist as the magazine ceased to exist, might be in these new... Who's going to publish these books?
Beast Books and Perseus Books, which is a large independent publisher.
All right, Tina Brown's latest initiative to shorten the iterations in the publishing industry. It's the subject of Motoko Rich's piece in our partner, The New York Times, this morning. Thank you, Motoko.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.